Leila Shana Rab is the, Gemar. It's the last day of Sukkot, and Sukkot is a yontif that has in itself all sorts of inyanim that are sort of hidden. The musik nanuim. It's inyanim that's midina de Gemara. It's mikra din. But it's lost somewhere in the world of Rimazim, not clear a lot of things. I'd like to be oimid on a certain nekuda of the Nanuim and try a little bit to misamik on it. There's a shayla in the Rishonim about the exact tzur of the Nanuim, and one of the shaylas is, is it just Moiluch Mevi and so on? Or to be Mekaskes, the Alim of the Lulav, to shuckle the Alim so that they make some sort of rattle, some sort of sound, whether that's a part of Nanuim or not. The Ran is Medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says that you need to leave a Tefach of the Lulav over. And he says that's in order to make Nanuim. So he's Medayik. What's the problem making Nanuim if you don't leave a Tefach over? It doesn't make a difference. So the Ran says, Bal Korchuch, that Tefach is there to be Menanea, to be Mekaskes, the Lulav. And the implication of it is that the Kiskus should be done only with the Lulav. So even though the Nanuim itself is done with all four minim, and that's the chiyuv. I don't know if technically there'd be a problem if it was everything was lined up to shake all of it. It would make some sort of sound, some sort of noise, but it's mashma that despite that the nanuim beklol yusum are meant to be all four minim, the kiskus is dafke that tefer the lulav. That's the mashmos of the Ran. That's very strong what it means. That seems to be the pshat, how we understand it. And that's the halacha, what the way we do it, pretty much. When Mekaske is those top alin, and it says not to be magadit, so it can be loose, and so on. So, I'd like to try to understand a little bit, since Adrabah, the chiv l'kachtem l'chem, you take all four minim, and the nanuim itself, you need to do it all minim, the kiskus itself can only be with the lulav, the last half of the lulav, whatever we could try to possibly be oimid on in this inyan. The etzem inyan of the kiskus seems to come from the following pasuk. The Rishonim again, they shtel to a pasuk, you know, where the nanuim should be in Hoidu. They bring the pasuk Oziranu Kolatzei Yoar, so and then the Hodak Siv Hoidu. So the rinnin of that Seyar, the Shevach and the Hoido of that Seyar, comes Dafka before by Hoidu and Ona, and that's how they learn where the place is. So they understand that the rinnin, the Shevach of the Atseyar, is in that place. I would think possibly that it's the place where we meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the min tzemeach, and we bring up the tzemeach two dargas. One darga we bring up the tzemeach is it becomes a bal tnua. Normally Tzemeach is not a bal tnua. A bal chai is defined as a bal tnua as opposed to tzemeach. And by being minaneit, we turn the tzemeach into a bal tnua. It's a halos darga, and it's something which obviously is a shevach. And the kiskus is a shmos koil, which brings it up to the darga of a medaber, and that's a full kiyum of Oziranu Kolatzeiyoar. The Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu sai with tnua and sai with koil of some sort. But let's try to understand a little bit why Dafke Dolulav is the one. There's a Mishnah at the end of Kinim. So all of Kinim speaks about different sveikas that a person has in office and how to work through those sveikas, and it keeps getting worse and worse, the more and more sveikas. At the end, there's a Mishnah where you can end up being high of 7 or 8 korbanos instead of a korban that you should have brought. So the Mishnah says, Omer Bishua, Zer she'omroi, kishu chai koi le'echod, kishu meis koi le'shiva. So Bishua said, this is similar to a saying that people say when a sheep is alive, it has only one koil, it bleats. When it dies, it has 7 koilas, because you make 2 shayfers out of its karnayim, you make a chalil out of its thigh bones, you use the skin as a drum, and so on. Then v'yeshamim aft simur l'scheles. Salkol panim, it's kishahu, so it's sort of a paradox. When it's alive, it has only one coil. When it's dead, it multiplies sevenfold. Now, l'chura, the nimshal is a greyasa. It's not a maila that a person ended up bringing 7 carbon instead of 1 carbon. You shouldn't bring kachim chulin to Lazara, they're not chulin, but tachlis, it's a chisarim because the person messed up and he went to sveikas, he brings many carbonis. No maila in it. So bal karchach, the mashal also is a mashal that is pointing out a certain greyasa rather than a maila. And yet when we look at it, it sounds like you amplified the call times 7. It doesn't sound like it. So where's this chisarin in kishu koilei echod, kishu chai koilei echod, and it's imej koilei shiva? Michal, what did Chazal want with this? I mean, this is a Mishnah. That the words are counted. There's a minimal amount of verbiage, and certainly a light mushal of sorts. Yeah, this reminds me of a very nice, of a cute thing that people say. This is out of place. So what's the teichin of this mashal? So let's understand the following. It says one when we're speaking about the difference between chai and mace, it actually also is one of the attributes of a lulav. A lulav yavish is pasul. So the Rishonim, Taisis Bereshim, Taisis bring a Yerushalmi as loya mesim yahaluka. So since if it's dried out, it can't be mahaluka. So therefore, it's pasul. In other words, the psul lies not so much in the chefetz per se, as much as the chefetz being able to be mahalal. In other words, if there would be some thing else we would do with the chayfetz, I don't know, just the dogma matzah, there's obviously no concern of matzah yavish. It's not something lacking in the chayfetz, but since the chayfetz is meant to be a hilul, so loya meisim yaluka, and b'meila, it's possible because of that. So the ribui koilis obviously is shayach to the world of mace, like we said before, and koil echod is shayach to the world of chai. But what is it exactly? So let's understand a little bit the mechuvin over here. When we're meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is supposed to be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the shevach that's appropriate. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not allowed to say stam shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, k'mesayim tino l'kule shevachi. Have you said all of the shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In other words, if you meshabech somebody who knows kol haTorah kula, and you say, he's a baki mesechtes tainis, that's not a maila, you're megareah from the person. Somebody has $100 million and you say he has $1 million, you're megareah from the person. So being meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very difficult, because any partial shvach is a giroyin, and b'meila, you're shortchanging. So the only heta we have to Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what the Torah gave us, a kela godla giba v'anayra. So the pshat is not, well, the Torah said it, so that's okay. The concept is the same. You can't be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with any partial Shevach. Bal Korcho Chakei Lagod LaGibor VaNeira is a Shevach that is kolal everything. So, just like, let's give a dugma. I can say a person's Zekoki in all 36 Mesechtis. I can say a person's Baki in all Shishastarim. And I can say a person's Baki in all Shas. I've used less words, but it's the same thing because it's kailal. So lakei lagod lagibur vaneira are three shvachis that, in a sense, are kailal all the other shvachim, and everything else comes out of these three shvachim, which is the case, and that's why it's called kaseyam tinuk. When you messiah something, it's you circle something around, you makif something around, and therefore that's an appropriate shavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only be when Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything. A remez ladava is the last haleluka that we say. So you have betzaltzei shama, betzaltzei srua, benevel, bechinor. Every single instrument in the bria is Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the final line is koila neshama tal kohaluka. In other words, the neshama is koilel, the entirety of it, and is meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's ki'ilu, the le'ela, any one instrument would be shortchain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All 10 instruments as 10 instruments are shortchain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koila neshama. Devin Ezra says something over there. It's not clear what he means. He says, because the navel and the chinor have milos umordos. You know, it sometimes plays in, sometimes plays out when you have a symphony. So therefore, you say koel haneshama, which is above it. I think he means this nekuda. I know it's hard, so it's a little bit cryptic. But balakopanim, koel haneshama is, I have 10 inyanim, which obviously correspond to 10 different Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Koil HaNeshama is Koil everything, and that becomes the real Shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a certain sense, it's the Siyamtino of all of Tehillim. All of Tehillim comes together as Koil HaNeshama. The mashal that we have of many and one is Chai and Meis. Let's give an example. If a person has a car that's not working and it's dead, it's gone, and he schleps it into a junkyard, so he comes and the person asks, what do you have? So I tell him, I have four wheels in great condition, I have an engine that could be used, I have kach v'kach tubing and kach v'kach seating and so on and so forth, and I make a cheshbon of every prat that I have and what its value is. If a person buys a brand new car and he comes home and somebody asks him, what did you get? He doesn't say, I got an engine with a transmission, with a brake, with this, with this, with that. I got a car. Because when it's functioning, it means all the parts are together and it has a new name. It's a new metzias klolius of all the pieces together. That's true about physical objects. It's certainly true about a person. A worm in a person, When a person is a mace, so each Aver is an Aver of Natsumai, there's no connection between the Avarim Be'etzim, and therefore the question is just, what Avarim are there? When a person is Chai, Chias transcends Avarim. And B'meila, we have a Klal Kuloi, a Koil HaNeshama, that transcends any one particular element and is the kolalis of all of it. So the difference between chai and meis is echad. The deepest part of a person's neshama is called yechida. It's that nekuda that becomes all of the bits and pieces of the person and his personality are one mikshachas, and on which you have a neshama resting. If chas v'shalom the person is, if it's not chai, then you go back to the pieces again and you talk about Evarim Evarim. That's the Metzias. That's so Chaim accomplishes the, it transcends all of the person and becomes something on its own. The Adam Achai, Koil HaNeshama Tehalal Ka, tells me that everything in the Bria is Evarim Evarim. Every element of Bria, Pirkei Shira. So the Tanagol says one thing, and the Caliph says something else, and the Daif says something else. And each one expresses something in their being. Adam is the one who says all the Pirkei Shira. If somebody's at Klutz is going to come and say, what's the point of me saying Pirkei Shira? I've divided up the Psukim. The Daif says this, the Caliph says this, the Tanagol says that. The answer is, that's a cacophony, that's nothing. When Adam says it, then he expresses the entire Bria together as one unit. And that's a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Koil HaNeshama is Mehala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Echad of Adam Chai becomes the Echad, is Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we take a look, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah here. The Oimek of the Mishnah is that the Ribui Koilis that you have when it's mace is not machmas malyusa, it's machmas chisaren. So instead of it being a sheep, it's become a verm verm. It's a thigh, it's a steak, it's a horn. That's what it is. Each one with his own coil. The only time a se has a coil echad, is when it's alive and it's a se. So the chiluk between chius and mace, the shevach that's oila from the chai, is the shevach of echad. It's the only thing that can shtel tzuta echad is a chai, and anything that's mace is can't. And that's why la mace mihalu ka is because a mace doesn't have this nekud of echad. It's not something that it incorporates nothing. It's pieces. And b'meila, a shevach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu from a piece is not a shevach Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's true about different things. It's also true about Adam when he's a choyte. A person who's a baal chet, a taiva vakish nifrod, is chet. A person who's a choyte, his actions are Peace. I have a taiva for this. I have a chemda for this. It's not the entire person together. Ra can stand zelu maseh, except not keneged echad. It says, there's a fascinating, the Mishnah Yuma says, that the Sur la Zozel, when they would throw him over the mountain, it says, v'loi hoya magia at chatzi har, asher nasa evorim evorim. In other words, the mechus of Avera is Evarim Evarim. When a person is struggling between Taiva and Kina and Kovid, the question is which Eva wins. There's no way to say, okay, let's let my entire Metzias shtel tzu to something. There's the part of me that likes Kovid, wants Kovid. The part of me that likes Taiva, wants Taiva. So it's just a struggle, which one wins? But it's a tug of war. It's not. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad. On Yom Kippur, we analyze ourselves, because anything that shayach to the Olam HaChet is Evarim Evarim. And until we're not misaking whatever part of us is Chet, we're not part of Echad. The Sukkis is a new person being Mahal the Ribbono Shel Olam, a Chai, a person who came out Yom Kippur Chai, in Sefer Chaim, he came in Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's Echad. The Rambam says, the Gemara says, Batsim, Gemara says that a Lulav, there are three stages that the Lulav has. One is when the branches have come out and they're sort of permanently out as branches, and that's charusa maybe, or charusa, and that's not good because it's not kafus. It says kapus tamarim. It has to be kafas, it's lashon yoch, it's without a vav. It has to be one unit. So the Gemara says, okay, I can cut out from the trunk itself where there are no branches. And bimela, that would be even better. So Gemara says, no, it's kafas. Kafas means tied together. In other words, lulav is the metzias of a eitz dekel that has parts, but the parts are ugged naturally together. All of the leaves that we see in the lulav later become branches, and when the branches, they're nifrat. Right now at this stage, it's the matzev where it comes together. Of the minim, this is the one that expresses it. The Rambam says, the thing is, Lashon is that it's like a sharvit, which means that's malchus. Malchus takes the entire bria together and makes it into one. On Rosh Hashanah, when we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're taking, that's why there's so much tefillah of Yosukul Magoda Achas and so on, because the nature of malchus is that everything comes together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is sort of like the neshama to the bria, and b'meila, until the bria is not together, it doesn't, there's no, you need the evarim to be totally aligned and totally together in order to be mamlech that chelek. So we have a transition. Rosh Hashanah, we put down that nekuda where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, and therefore the bria needs to stop being evarim and to become echad. Olam of chait, the nature of chait is that the person is a varim, the entire person sacrifices everything for taiva, for kavit, for gaiva, for whatever it is. And once we must attack in the person, now is the zman that everything together should be mehal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The koil neshama tahalol ka is passable on sukkis. The lulav of the four minim, we take all of them together, but the koil has to be a koil echad. A koil of four minim is not a koil of a chai, because four different sounds, if you can still hear the different sounds, then you hear evarim. When the lulav comes together, and in the kiskus of the lulav, is the high point of the Nanua. It's the Oziran Atzeyar, because it's where all the Chalakim of the Bria become together and become one. So the build-up is from what the world at its Yisoid becomes to cleaning up the world so that it can be, to turning it together and making the entire Bria express all of its sounds together in one coil, that comes together in the rinun of Nanuim. That the Tzemeach can incorporate in itself the tnu of the Baal Chai, and the coil of the Chai means that the entire Bria has become one. That the Lulav has branches that form one long stick together, that becomes one. The Kiskus of the Lulav, Dafka, it's that tefach of lulav that's mekaskes, because when something is chai, then its koile is echad, and the shevach and the reading of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person, we used to be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for different things, we ask for different things, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us to Yeshua for X, for Y, for Z, we meshabeach that. But that a person should be meshabeach his klolius mitzias, that I'm lifnei Hashem, lifnei Avaya, v'samachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem, that's shayach dafka in this yontif. The shevach and the hilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shevach and hilul of echad, which is the shevach and hilul of a chai, of the koil neshama tahalokah.